Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Presented by the Salvation Army. Join the fight for good and donate by saying, "Alexa, make a donation to the Salvation Army," if you're listening with Alexa. Or go to SalvationArmyUSA.org to make a gift. Reid Hoffman and Joy Ito on Moving Fast But Not Breaking Things by Emily Dreyfus. It's no longer enough to build lean companies quickly. The companies of the near future will need to be both fast and massive. And if it takes years to grow from a small startup to a major player in Silicon Valley, well, that's just too slow. LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman says Silicon Valley now demands that companies double their size after 3 months, then 6 months, then a year. He calls it blitz scaling. And last Saturday at the four-day Wired 25 Festival in San Francisco, he explained the basic concepts to his good friend and intellectual sounding board, Joy Ito, the iconoclastic director of MIT's Media Lab. Blitzscaling is prioritizing speed over efficiency in the environment of uncertainty, explained Hoffman. In his new book of the same name, Hoffman and co-author Chris Yeh say that they are not merely offering advice for how startups can grow quickly, but describing a trend that is already happening at internet companies, yes, but also at hardware manufacturers and even in the fashion industry. For those familiar with the backlash to Facebook's former credo, "Move fast and break things," the idea of prioritizing speed when you build a new company may raise alarm bells. But Hoffman explains that the philosophy is meant as an antidote to some traditional business advice that no longer necessarily applies. Furthermore, it does not actually preclude the important work of thinking through good values before you start to grow or build your company. But the rules of blitzscaling are certainly counterintuitive. "Let fires burn" is a core dictum of this new approach, which Ito ruefully offered as an explanation for why Hoffman often doesn't respond to his emails or texts. Hoffman discovered the rule during the chaotic early days of PayPal, when customers were very unhappy. Phones were ringing off the hook. "Conventional wisdom was that we should focus on that," said Hoffman. "But the real thing was, we needed to bring the thing to scale because it's the future customers that really matter. So we literally turned off the ringers of all the phones." Rather than stop everything to make their small customer base happy, the company focused on growing to the point where everything would work well for everyone. Another rule, tolerate bad management. Another, ignore your customers. These fly in the face of business school advice, but have in common the idea that after a time in the future, once the company has scaled, the management will be good, the customers matter, the fires will be put out. Ito, who focuses on the ethics of technology and how to build value into the companies that shape the world, made clear that blitzscaling is not without its risks. In blitzscaling, you are trying to simplify things by moving very fast. but some things can't be reduced and simplified, like fairness and ethics. If bad values are set at the beginning of a company that blitzscales, the DNA of that toxicity will pervade everything. Parts of culture that are harder to change get set in the early stages, Ito said. The problem with technology is that it really accelerates you in the direction you are already going, which is why, said Hoffman, that any company that blitzscales needs to build a solid culture and value system from the outset, including prioritizing diversity, both of demographics and thought. But even under the best of circumstances, blitzscaling is not for everyone. If you're the president of a nation, you should not be practicing bad management, Ito joked. But the connection to President Donald Trump is not just theoretical. When I was reading the book, I couldn't help thinking that you had sent Trump an advance copy. He's a pretty good blitzscaler, said Ito, citing his digital campaign. Hoffman and Ito hope that social movements can eventually adopt some of the blitzscaling philosophy that came so easily to Trump in order to do good.